A reading from Matthew 5:19-20. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
And the big question for the hearers of this is, how in the world can we surpass the Pharisees?
Yeah, Jesus is speaking in hyperbole here. There's really a turn of phrase. He's not setting up, this is how you're going to get into heaven. He's basically making it impossible. He's speaking in this exaggerated state. Become like one of these people. In fact, become better than them, and then you're going to get in. And he's basically saying, it can't be done.
Why is he saying that?
Because he's setting up for them to understand that there's going to be a way for them to get in that's different. He's going to show his way of getting in, not in performing all of the things of the kingdom.
So this passage, which is just a continuation of the sermon itself, is really kind of it's preparing the hearers to hear what. There's something that's actually contradicting, I think, their interpretation of their Judaism and of reality itself. It is that here they are in an impossible situation. I think the thing that's not being mentioned here, at least directly, but I think as present-day Christians we understand it, is that it's not what you do, it's what God does that is going to make the difference. In terms of what Jesus is talking about here, what God does.
Basically, he's setting up by showing us that all of our efforts won't do it. And so basically, he's going to do for us what we could never do for ourselves, even in our best condition. And he's going to be the one who steps in and carries our sin. And all of a sudden, now the kingdom of God, which before you could never live out, becomes a possibility as his life becomes our life, and now we live out the kingdom of God in a very new way.
This is very helpful to me because you have actually opened my eyes to what is not stated here, but is what is known. And what is known is Jesus taking our place on the cross is what is known to him, but is not known to the hearers. And if you read this just for itself, you're not going to think of this too. So as Christians, we need to read this with the whole story in mind, because Jesus is leading us to Jerusalem. He's leading us to the cross.
And in that, leading us to the kingdom of God.